This is part of the IBM Virtualization Engine Deep Dive Education Sessions. There may be several other presentations in the area of interest. This presentation is entitled Serviceability, and I am Nicholas Amon, the presenter. There will be a question and answer call in early October, so please send your questions to maddie@us.ibm.com by October 1st. That's maddie@us.ibm.com by October 1st. Moving on to the first slide. The new enhancements for R2 serviceability are the EWM serviceability adapter and the addition of the JNI trace table to the EWM diagnostic dump file. At the conclusion of this presentation, it should be understood the functionality provided by the ARM adapter and also how it is deployed. The functionality provided by the JNI trace table will also be discussed. Slide 3. The purpose of the EWM ARM serviceability adapter is to capture and record ARM classification data and transaction data. This data will then be used in diagnosing classification problems. The ARM serviceability adapter is available on all platforms supported by EWM except Windows, which has its own internal tool, Win80, that will perform the same data capture. I think an example will demonstrate the need for the ARM serviceability adapter. Let's say a customer has an EJB installed on WebSphere that is to be managed by EWM. Let's say this EJB is an online banking service which exports one filter value, one filter name, which is username. The customer would like to group all transactions with username beginning with the character A into service class A and every other transaction into service class B. A domain policy and a service policy reflecting these goals are created, deployed, and activated. After everything is set up for the EWM management, the customer trusts the setup by logging in as two users, John Adams and John Doe. The data displayed in the control center shows that all the transactions were classified to service class B, but yet the customer is perplexed because John Adams is not being assigned to service class A, which should be. This problem is then referred to IBM Service Health. Now, as an IBM representative, where do we start to diagnose such problems? The first thing that must be done is we should verify that the policy created by the customer reflects the goals that are desired. We should make sure the policy defines the correct application names and also the correct EJB name, and that EWM is filtering based on the username of the EJB. Once this is verified, the next logical step is to verify that the ARM library is receiving the expected input from the EJB. This is exactly where the ARM serviceability adapter is deployed. With the ARM serviceability adapter deployed, on each ARM API invocation by an application, in this case WAS or WebSphere, all the input data that is passed to the ARM API is also passed to the serviceability adapter, which logs it for future diagnostics. Not only does the serviceability adapter receive all input to the ARM library, but also the data that is generated by the ARM library in response to an API invocation. For example, an app ID that is assigned to a startup that is assigned to a registered application, or an app handle which is assigned to a started application. So in this example, every access to the EJB causes an ARM start transaction to be invoked with a filter value of the username passed into the ARM library. This username is, as seen by the EWM ARM library, is sent to the serviceability adapter for logging. With the data captured and recorded by EWM serviceability adapter, it can now be verified that the EJB is actually sending the expected username value down to the ARM library. In this example, after deploying the ARM serviceability adapter, it turns out that the customer was expecting the EJB to pass the username in the format of last name, then first name. But instead, the username was being passed down as first name to last name. So classification was correct based on the input data passed to the EWM ARM library. Without the serviceability adapter to show this data, it cannot be determined in a swift manner that the problem is not with our library code, but it's actually with the understanding of what the EJB is passing down to ARM library. So to summarize, the problem was not with the ARM library, but the problem was with the policy file. It was syntactically correct, but yet it was not stating the correct data needed for the ARM EWM layer to classify the EJB transaction properly. Moving on to slide 5, once now we now understand the purpose of the EWM serviceability adapter, we must now know how to deploy it to diagnose a customer problem. The ARM serviceability adapter consists of three parts, a shared library and two executables. These parts are all shipped with the EWM managed server product and can be found under the installation directory. The shared library is located in the lib folder of the EWM managed server install, and the executables are located in the bin folder of the same EWM managed server install. Special note, it should be taken that the library name differs per platform and is documented in the EWM high-level design document. To deploy the EWM ARM serviceability adapter, the customer will be asked to move the shared library from the lib folder of the EWM managed server install to /user/lib, or a symbolic link can be created in /lib pointing to the shared library in the folder. Once this step is completed, the EWM serve executable found in the bin folder of the EWM managed server install is used to activate the serviceability adapter. It is activated by running the EWM serve command with the command line options -on and -f. The -on specifies that the ARM serviceability adapter tracing should be activated. The -f specifies the output file that will contain the captured data. The optional flag -l specifies the level of tracing that should be done. There are four levels of tracing. The first level captures and records all ARM API calls involving correlators. The second level captures and records all ARM API calls involving classification, while the third level captures all data for all ARM API calls involving both correlators and classification, while level 4 captures all ARM API calls. By default, if the -l option is not specified, level 3 is activated, which is capture all data for ARM API calls involving correlators and classification. At this point, the ARM serviceability tracing has been enabled, and the data from the ARM API function invocations are captured and recorded. Next step, the customer should restore all applications that are to take part in the serviceability trace. Transactions for these applications should be generated so that the data can be collected by the serviceability adapter. Once a reasonable amount of transaction data has been generated, the customer should invoke the EWM serve command again with a -fb option. The -fb option alerts the serviceability adapter to output all the collected data contained in memory to the output file in the next ARM API application. Once this EWM serve -fb option -fb command is invoked, one more transaction should be generated for all applications so that the data can be flushed out the file. Moving on to slide 6, the EWM serve command should be used with the -off command to deactivate the serviceability tracing. It is key to note and very important to note that invoking the EWM serve command with the -off does not write the data captured to disk. It is imperative that the EWM serve -fb command is invoked before the off command is used. If the off command is used without using the fb command, all the data captured will be lost. The data captured is in a binary format and must be converted to text using the second EWM serviceability adapter command, EWM serve conv. This executable, also located inside the bin folder, converts the binary data into text data in UTF-8 encoding. Moving on to slide 7, here we see a sample output file generated by the EWM serve conv command. We see that it captures all the data passed into the ARM API. For example, you can see log record 2 shows that a start application was called from IBM IHS. It shows the instance name and also the process ID, the timestamp, and the app ID and the app handle, which was assigned by the ARM library. It also shows a registered transaction log record 3, which shows the various context name data inputted inside the ARM library. It should be noted that the customer is not expected to view the output generated. The output file should be converted to text format and sent to IBM service for diagnosis processing. Slide 11 shows the Slide 8 shows the same data formatted and displayed using the ARM Serviceability Adapter Viewer. The next serviceability enhancement for R2 is the JNI trace. All interaction between the Java-based EWM managed server and the native operating system is managed through JNI method invocations. These method invocations, along with their input parameters and the return values, are recorded by the JNI trace for use in future debugging. Slide 10 shows a diagnostic dump file, which shows the JNI trace table. As you can see, each JNI trace table contains trace entries for each EWM service invoked. Interesting fields to take note of are thread name, which is the name of the thread which invoked the JNI method. Also, entry type specifies whether this is a JNI call or this is a return document JNI invocation. The service name is the name of the JNI method invoked, while the return code shows the return value returned from that API invocation. The same data, once again, is displayed in the serviceability the serviceability viewer. As you can see, it shows the same data as the XML dump file, but yet in a formatted view. Thank you for joining me for this presentation. We here at IBM recognize the importance of serviceability to the success of any project and always look to provide tools and features in our products that assist in swift and accurate diagnosis and resolution of any problems that may be encountered. Thank you.